Yes?
Senator Mansfield, 9-1.
It was a wonderful statement you put out. I appreciate it. And it looks like some of those boys made good statements. Pierre Salinger's in here complimenting the Senate, said that there's a good many of them gave out good statements and interviews. Charlie Halleck is kind of mouthing a little bit. And Everett Dirksen said he couldn't understand where we're going to get the money. Well, you tell him all every damn program we recommended, we already got the money in this budget for it.
Yes, sir.
And we cut $1 billion out of defense and $700 million out of atomic WPA. And that's where we got $1.7 billion of it, and that's more than we've got for poverty and Appalachia and everything else.
Yes, sir.
Now, what I called you about, Secretary Treasurer wants me to call Member 2 in the Senate, and I don't want to do it unless you tell me I have to, and I don't think we ought to this early. And I'm not going to call them unless you generally feel that I ought to do it. And let's just have that as a general rule.
Okay.
So you know how to what the right hand's doing.
Yes, sir.
Now, he says that Hartke's been kind of pouting because he didn't get an amendment in. He didn't come to meeting today, and he didn't leave his proxy. Fulbright's gone, but they got his proxy. But they need him to be there, need him to be helping us, need him to have his proxy.
Mm-hmm.
And he thinks that maybe you could talk to him. And I told him that I thought it'd be better if you just sit down with him and say, now, Vance, you're up for election. We want to help you. The president wants to help you. And I want to help you, but you've got to go help us get this bill out, and the quicker the better, because we've got to get it passed before civil rights comes over.
I'll be glad to.
Now, second thing, he says Ribicoff, not sure how he's going to vote on dividend credit, and I thought I'd get you to talk to him, and then might ask Dave Lawrence if he could talk to him.
Okay.
Somebody ought to talk to Ribicoff, because he was part of this administration, and I know dividend credit may give him a little trouble up in Connecticut, but I'm going to be for him and help him, and he's my friend, and we just can't let the Republicans and Harry Byrd take him off. And there's 6 Republicans and Harry Byrd against dividend credit.
Mm-hmm.
George Smathers really wants to be against it because he's got all those old folks down there in Florida and all the dividend credit. It's just about like you're being against the copper people or the miners in Montana.
Yeah.
And you don't want to be against them too many times, you won't come back.
Right.
And so he's got that problem. So we need Ribicoff awful bad if we can get him. And I think you'd sit down to him and tell him that I talked to you and that we need him, and we need him awfully bad. And I know it's going to hurt him, but I'll try to make it up for him some other way.
I'll be back too, sir.
And then you let me know what they do. Now, Albert Gore didn't come this afternoon, so they made 3 sections. They had completed 3. They got about 20 sections in the bill.
Mm-hmm.
They say if they went every day like they did today, they could finish it in a week.
Well, they meet all day tomorrow, too, I hope.
Damn it, they quit at 4:30.
Right,
and we got to talk to our boys and ask them to go on and run. I used to run the Korea War when we ran to 6:30, 7 o'clock in those committees when they're trying out matches. Now, Dirksen says he don't see how we can get through till after Lincoln's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why you agree to Lincoln's Day until you get the tax bill. Just tell him you don't want to agree to any Roosevelt holidays or Lincoln's either until we get this tax bill out.
Well, we just had a conference in here, and we cut down the Lincoln Day as short as possible on all of them so that they would know what to anticipate. That's the reason the Finance Committee broke up. But I told Harry Byrd they didn't have to come over because it was nothing important.
Well, he did, though, and they use everything they can to watch us. So what are you going to give them for Lincoln's birthday?
About 3 days.
Well, tell them
Thursday to Monday.
Tell them you're going to do that if they can get this bill out. Now, we got to get this tax bill out for civil rights, or we're going to be in trouble.
But those 3 days include Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, that's good. Well, you have Friday, and will it be back Monday, you reckon?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now tell the papers that, because I think the paper's going to go putting a little heat on Gore for filibustering every day, because it's been there over 2 months now. And I got Harry Byrd's budget for him, like he wants it.
I'm very pleased.
And he ought to help us get through. And you just have that Senate meet just as little as you can, and you just sit around that watch that Finance Committee.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay, Mr. President.
Now, you let me know what you hear on these other two, will you?
I will indeed.
And I won't call them.
Bye, Mr. President.
Reading.